A deadly fire in a Northeast Ohio school more than 100 years ago is the subject of a new short film, which aims to not only chronicle what happened, but also to show how rapid industrialization contributed to the deaths of 172 schoolchildren. In 1908, Collinwood was home to a growing immigrant population attracted to jobs in the railroad yards and in heavy industry. Back then, the village was part of Euclid, and hundreds of its kids attended Lakeview School.
They doubled the size of the building because the town was growing so fast. There were so many immigrants coming to the town, but they added no new exits to the building.
That's Michael Newbery, a professor of American history and literature at Middlebury College in Vermont, who has created an animated short to recount what happened.
So the building had two exits and a population on a daily basis of roughly 400 people in it.
Newbery has studied numerous historical disasters. For the past 4 years, he's researched what happened at the Lakeview School in Collinwood on March 4th, 1908.
How the fire started is unknown, and I think not even that important to question. Initially, people wanted to blame the janitor in the building for overfiring the furnace or somehow being irresponsible. That's probably partly because he was the only man and an immigrant man in a building full of women and children for whom he, in theory, had some kind of responsibility. The coroner's inquest found that he was not responsible in any way for the fire. But really, none of that matters. What really matters, I think, is that the building was built in such a way that any kind of fire that broke out on the lower floors of the building was going to spread rapidly through the building.
Newbery calls it essentially a giant fireplace with a brick exterior and wooden interior. The fire broke out in the basement, climbed the stairs, and then blocked one of the two exits, leaving children piled up with no place to go.
A large percentage of the students in the Collinwood School were Eastern and Southern European immigrant children who spoke Italian or Slovenian at home, and none of the teachers were that. They were all primarily English speakers.
Immigration and poor building design are recurring themes in the Collinwood fire, and Newbery has devoted an entire website and animated short film to what happened.
We avoided speech in the movie because we wanted to suggest silent movies with their dramatic physical gestures, but we also wanted to cram the audio with the clanging, banging, roaring sounds of early industrialization and early industrial cities. You'll find the sounds of train wheels on tracks, architecture groaning, steel grinding, and fire roaring, glass shattering.
The film uses realistic-looking characters to show what happened as parents, reporters, and firefighters rushed to the scene. Aside from a snippet of film footage from the 1908 disaster, there's not much archival material, aside from photographs and newspaper accounts. What is out there is on Newbery's website, collinwoodfire.org, which he's continuing to add to.
I'll get these notes that have sort of family photos in them, or report cards from students who were attending the school at the time. And all of this stuff is stuff that's impossible to find.
Newbery has found more material to work with when it comes to other disasters, such as the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City, which led to major workplace reforms. Newbery says the Collinwood fire didn't lead to similar reforms in school buildings.
Labor unions were growing significantly in both numbers and their power to lobby political organizations, and they worked hard at this after Triangle. But children didn't have the same organized advocacy that labor had, right? Who's going to lobby for school children in precisely the way, in precisely the sort of organized fashion that labor unions lobbied for labor and made it visible?
Collinwood eventually built a more fireproof school on the site 2 years after the fire, the same year the city was annexed by Cleveland. And that annexation may be another reason the city couldn't fight the fire in 1908 adequately. The fire department was underfunded, according to Bill Barrow from Cleveland State University's historical archives.
The Collinwood Fire Department was pretty bad. It took a while to try and get the horse teams going, connected to the pumper, which was pretty rattletrap. By the time it got there, it didn't really have much power anyway and couldn't do much to save the whole thing. And there was some talk that maybe they could have invested more in the fire department if they weren't looking to be annexed by Cleveland. Cleveland was thought to have a much superior fire department.
Barrow agrees that building methods and the chaos in the building were major factors in the fire's severity. Professor Michael Newbery hopes the animated video and website will be a useful aid in teaching students today about history and about fire safety, since it's more interactive and not just a paragraph in a textbook. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.